Hallelujah. Welcome on the call tonight. I should say welcome on Zoom tonight. I pray that you guys had a, today's Thursday, are having a wonderful, wonderful week, and you're feeling the expressions of the supernatural. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Welcome, welcome. Well, tonight the Holy Spirit had me in a different course. Before we go into what I'm going to be talking or praying about tonight, let's go and let's invite the Holy Spirit tonight in this place. Precious, precious Holy Father, we thank you this day. The Word of God declared that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Tonight we come, Lord God, we come to bow before you, Lord. We are on a commission. On your mission, and your mission is wholeness. Your mission is sanctification. Your mission is joy. Your mission is just blessing. There's no curse in your mission. So, as we come this evening, as we bow before you, we welcome you now, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome your presence in this place. Come now and abide in us because you live in us. Saturate us from the inside out that the nations may see and men may know that only you alone is Jehovah. And you live and you breathe inside of us. Your ways are just and true. Certainly, there is no other God beside you. In you, we move and we have our being. Tonight, we give you praise and we give you worship. Tonight, we give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome. Welcome now, Holy Spirit. Well, as you know, we are in prophetic teaching, prophetic deliverance. But tonight, the Spirit of God had me. He said, tonight, the Father told me to pray. He wants us to pray in the Spirit for at least 20 minutes. If you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, then he said for you to give him praise and give him thanks. I am going to read 1 Chronicles 16, 7 to 36. And we're going to have the Holy Spirit have his way tonight. Second Chronicles. I'm sorry, First Chronicles. Sorry. First Chronicles. I'm still confused on my Bible. On my pen. Oh, I have it in here and I had it marked. So First Chronicles 16, 7 to 36. Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing because it breaks every single yoke of bondage. I thank you for the break of power and the break of fire this night. Hallelujah, I thank you. Glory to God. This is a prayer of deliverance. On the day David delivered his first Psalms, to thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. You want to give God thanks. And he called upon the name of the Lord, and he made known the deed among his people. And David sings songs unto him, and he sings psalms unto him. And he said, take ye all these wonderful works, or wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them receive and rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to go down to 36. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done. I think yesterday we did a fast and we did it on this here. His wonders, his judgment of his mouth. So David, he was in a place where I believe every enemy that he had was running after him, trying to take him down. And he don't know what to do. So he went to the only person that he knows. And the only person here was Jesus. Don't know anybody else. The only person he knows was Jesus. So I'm here to tell you tonight, God is here to meet our needs. When you're going through something and you don't know what to do or how to do what, and you don't know what to say and how to do what am I going to do? You could do as what David did. He cried out to the Lord God Almighty. He went before the Lord. He said, oh, ye seed of Israel, his servant, children of Jacob, the chosen one. You are chosen. We are chosen. We are a chosen generation. The judgment is in the earth. Be he mindful always of his covenant. Lord God Almighty, we know your covenant. Your covenant is for us to live. Your covenant is for us to have joy and peace. Your covenant, oh God. Because of your covenant, we can live. And if we do get up every single day, and if we do take communion, Because what's what I started with? Start taking communion. And if you would go out, and no matter what, if you have some bread or water, and just take communion based on 1 Corinthians 12, 11. Lord God, just take your communion every day and ask God to just intervene in your situation. I mean, I don't know what kind of situation you're going through, why the Holy Spirit tonight will have us change course tonight and come in and to pray. The Father God want to meet us at our needs. He had confirmed unto Jacob the law. What is his law? What is the law of God? What are some of the law? One of them, he's telling us, he said, righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the kingdom right there. The kingdom of God is joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Do you need joy? Do you need peace? Do you need righteousness? Do you need sanctification? What do you need from him tonight? Go to the Holy Spirit. Go to the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Have the Holy Spirit to come in and to change. Have him to come in and to change your situation. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you tonight. We welcome you tonight in this place, oh God. We welcome you, Lord God Almighty. You know all about our inheritance. You know about it. Even though we're strangers in nations and strangers in the land, based on verse 19, the nations of the world, no matter where we go, Lord God, even when we suffer, even when men do us wrong, Holy Spirit, you know all about it. We don't have to go and fight our battles because you are fighting them for you. As a matter of fact, you are not fighting them for you. You already fight them for us. You already won them for us. The battle is already won through Jesus Christ. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a prophet. It means that touch not God's children. Do not touch God's children. The word of God said, touch not. Touch not. So we sing tonight. We sing unto the Lord. It says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Who is in the earth? We are in the earth. We are part of the earth. We are people of the earth. We are people of Zion. Hallelujah. We can show forth our salvation. We are saved. I beg you not, or I choose not. Are we saved? Do we save? What are we saved from? We're saved from all the calamities. If you do not think that you're saved, there's a scripture in the Bible that says all you have to do is to repent, 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 and ask God to forgive you from all sins and unrighteousness. Ask him to be in your life and the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ right there and then will change you from the inside out. Hallelujah. And they look at ba. Shororamba sate ba. If I pray in the spirit and if I don't have no interpretation, I am praying to the Father. I am lifting up myself. I am building up myself. So Lord God Almighty, tonight we declare your glory among the heathens. We declare your glory among the heathens. Who can we say are some heathens? Those are the ones that are not saved. Those are the ones that don't believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, we declare your glory in front of them, God, that when they come to us and they say, why you're so different? We'll say, the glory of the Lord. And they say, the glory of the Lord. What do you mean by the glory of the Lord? And then you step back and you say, the Lord is this, or the Lord is that, or the Lord did this for me, or the Lord did that for me last week or this week or today. Oh, precious holy, I can testify about the Lord Jesus. He has opened up doors. He has kept me from out of sins. Stuff like this, stuff like that. Whatever come to your heart, whatever the Holy Spirit deliver you from, testify. Because then the heathen comes in asking you questions. So you give your testimony. He marveled his marvelous work among the nation. Look, he said tonight, we are going to pray. That means there is going to be prophetic utterance tonight, prophetic prayer tonight. The person who missed this tonight, they missed it. They're going to have to wait until my honey put it up on the line. But tonight, you're getting it right there and now. Prophetic deliverance in the word of God. Prophetic salvation in the word of God. Didn't you know that it was prophesied before Jesus was even on the scene when Adam and Eve sinned right there in the Garden of Eden? The Father God pronounced that Satan was going to be bruised. The woman was going to bring forth the child. He said it right there. He's going to send somebody to bruise the heel. So that simply means salvation was there already in motion, waiting for us, according to Ephesians 1. We were predestined before the foundation of the earth. Prophetic prayers tonight. Oh, great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. What are you going through tonight? What are you going through tonight? This night has been designed for you. So this is a prophetic deliverance night, but we're taking it to a different level. This night has been programmed for you by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And take in the fire of the Holy Spirit. Take in the power of the Holy Spirit to change your life from the inside out. The Spirit of God changed course for you. That means somebody is going through something. Let's give thanks. Let's give praise. Let's give him his due worship. Let's give him his due praise. He says, bring an offering. What kind of offering you going to bring? What kind of offering are you going to bring? It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be money. No, it doesn't have to be money. What do you have to bring? You could have a sacrifice. You could sacrifice something. It doesn't, a lot of people say, oh, when you bring an offering, it's going to be money. No. It maybe could be, I give up something. Whatever you think the offering is supposed to be, sacrifice that offering. That is the Father telling you to take time out to pray. That is the offering right there and then. Pray. Did he tell you to fast? That is the offering right there. Fast. Did he tell you to give? Whatever he tells you to give, give. That is the offering right there. Don't get too caught up. And oh my God, yes. Oh Lord, thank you, Holy Father. A lot of people take the Bible and say, okay, turn it upside down. They can't even think for themselves. They can't do nothing for themselves. Oh, the Bible say this. Yeah, the Bible say that. He said his word never change. His word is not going to change. And anybody try to change his word, you need to say, you know what? I really can't listen to you. I got to back off. But I'm just trying to make a statement. It doesn't necessarily, okay, so what if you're not working? Where are you going to get money from to give? Let's talk about something. Where are you going to get money from to give? You're going to rob a bank? Well, robbing the bank is kind of a different story now. So you got to be careful. What are you going to do? You're going to take, break into somebody's house and steal their stuff? No. So whatever you have to give, give it. Prayer, counseling. Somebody may need to hear from you. Somebody may need to hear from you. Somebody may need a hug. Whatever. That's a sacrifice. That's a sacrifice of praise. Whatever it is, extend your hand out. It doesn't have to be monetary gifts. You know? Does the Father want you to be holy? He said for you to be holy like he's holy. Maybe that's your gift, monetary gift right there. Being holy. Talk to people. Fall in love with people. Different ways of that. There are different ways of giving. There are different ways of sacrificial gift. It doesn't have to be monetary gift. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like I said, I am speaking to the Lord God Almighty. When I speak, there's no interpretation. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. That doesn't mean that you're going to walk around and say, oh my God, oh my God, I can't say nothing. Oh my God, no, 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 no. It just means that you're going to reverence him. You know what I mean? It just means you're going to reverence him. If you don't know what the word reverence means, I urge you to take your concordance, your thing that I have here that I always use, and look at the word reverence. Go get your phone and Google it. I'm not going to Google it. I'm not going to look at it. Just take your phone and look at it and see what it actually means. He is holy. He's a holy God. Look up the word holy. See what holy means. You got to spend time studying the word of God for yourself. I'm telling you, there's going to come a time when you don't have no Bible. I'm telling you, I've been preaching this for years, telling people, look, you got to know the word for yourself. That is how you're going to be marketable. In other words, that's how you're going to go out there in the marketplace. In other words, the marketplace doesn't mean we have to go sell buy and buy food. I mean, your marketplace could be your job. The Holy Spirit, you told me it's 20 minutes for the prayer in the Spirit. So how come I'm talking? Okay, your marketplace could be your job. Your marketplace could be in the marketplace where you go buy your food. Anywhere you go where there is people, that is your marketplace. Even into the doghouse, that's your market. Anywhere your presence is, that is your marketplace. And you should go in there and people should see the difference in you. That way they'll come and they will want to be talking to you. Their spirit is attracted to your spirit, especially if they're not saved. And they're going to come to you. And they're going to want to know, why are you so different? Even if you have a big mouth like myself, there would be still an attraction to people in that particular marketplace. Your marketplace, if you're a teacher, your marketplace in that school, those children, when they come, when they have a problem, they should be able to talk to you. You should not have to cheer them down. Your marketplace should be your family members, where you learn to forgive and move on and talk. It is not about you. It's about individuals that surround you. Your marketplace is a crucial place. Your marketplace is your Isaiah 45 verse 3, where you go in and you dig them out. You drag them out of the dungeon. You crawl them out with your finger. There's a scripture in the Bible, write it down, where the man said, Lord, teach me out of war. Write it down, because I'm not going to look for it. Teach my fingers out of war. That is a part of your marketplace. Prophetic deliverance. Prophetic joy. Prophetic peace. Prophetic utterance. Oh, you bring it out of your belly. You speak it out of your belly. Let it go to You talk to the Father on my Sunday. You know what? There's a lot of fire going on in your homes right now. There's a lot of confusion in your homes right now. There have to be a reason why I had to change course. My God, my God, my God. So let's go down to number 29. Strength, glory due unto his name. Lord God. Call upon his name. Say, Jesus, call him, thou son of David. Call upon his name. Holy Spirit of the living God, you are welcome in my house. You're welcome in my family. You're welcome in my car. You're welcome, Holy Spirit. Change me from the inside out, Holy Spirit. Send forth your fire. You have to saturate yourself in the presence of God. You just have to. Nada mo shatere baba kura baba. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. 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 That means when you're joyful, you are rejoicing. You're doing it over and over. No matter what the enemy brings, you are rejoicing. You are jumping up and you're giving praise. Rejoice. Rejoice in the good times. Rejoice in the bad time. Rejoice in the feeble time. Rejoice when the time that don't make any sense. Rejoice on the job, off the job, in the house, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, on the front porch, on the back porch, in the apartment, or whatever, wherever you're located. Oh, shakala baba baba handa. The fire God. I see the angels of the Lord. I see the angels of the Lord descend over the house right now. And right now I'm going to pray in the spirit. And like the Spirit of God said, if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, give him praise. Give him praise. Everybody's on mute, so nobody's not going to hear you when you're giving praise. You give him praise in your area. You give him praise in your atmosphere. Because when the raise and the praises go up, the blessings come down. Praise him. I'm going to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Praise him if you can. Pray in the spirit. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the fire of the Holy Ghost ignite. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire! Break every yoke of bondage. Break every yoke. Break every yoke. Abide, oh Lord God. In the navel string, in the family bloodline. I think we go over all this. So why is it coming back? The family bloodline. I see the navel string of witchcraft. Navel, generational curse of witchcraft. Break it, generational curse of witchcraft. People lighting candles in witchcraft, in the generation curse of witchcraft. I break the spirit of candle lighting in the family. Break up generational curse. Break up generational curse. You have these kids and you have these children and they're talking about this and they're talking about that. Generational curse. We break it off our family members. Generational curse. We drive them off of our young man. Generational curse. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the mind. We speak to schizophrenia. We break every sexual demon. Glory to God. Every spirit of a dog, we bind it up and we spit it out. We bind and we spit it out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Feed na 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 fire 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 da, 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 da. We call for peace and joy. Let the Holy Spirit flow right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we are dressed for battle. We are dressed for battle. We are dressed for battle. Battle for our families, God. Battle for our families, God. Uama sekore, ureme sekora. Dress for battle. Dress for battle. Young children, oh my God, young kids, young family members. The enemy ought to take off family members, young people. They are my son. And we break and we bind. We break and we bind. We break and we bind from in the womb. The enemy want to take these children from in the womb. Abortion want to kill them from in the womb. We break and we bind that in the name of Jesus. We break and we bind that in the name of Jesus. That mother that thinks about having an abortion, we come against that foul spirit of abortion. We come against the foul spirit of death in the name of Jesus. That mother that can't have children, we come against the spirit of bearing in the mighty name of Jesus. For Kolaba Sandele, Rema Kondoriaba, Sundolaba Sandele Labasoto, Araranda Kilalabasundo. We release the spirit of Sarah over this. Over these children, over this family member, over this woman right now, that the barren womb will be open in the name of Jesus. We call for a husband right now, the ones that believe in God for husband and wives, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Adorn them, Lord God. Adorn them, God. In the name of Jesus, remember Kalara. Oh, Malamaste, Yamandoro Bande. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Paul was in bond in the name of Jesus. Father God, you blessed. You blessed. He said, blessed be the God of our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, that thou blessed us. Father, you blessed us with spiritual blessing in high places. No curse, no curse, no sickness, no debt, no confusion. No rabasandereasur in the name of Jesus. We are predestined, Lord God, according to the word, your Father Basanda, even in verse 5 in Ephesians 1, verse 4. He had chosen us before the foundation of the earth. We are founded. We are chosen. You found us in our mother's womb. You plant us in there. You have us in there for a time as this. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Oh my God. You let us be partakers, according to Ephesians 3, verse 6, partakers of your promise, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kalamaso tuma, kine mashando raba, yetene na na na, na 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 ha, dalma na na ma ha, dalma na na ma ho, ye na 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 ma, I cease to give thanks. Making mention of us, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of knowledge, Lord God. Let us accelerate the barakanda, tenekundala tatabukuta. Lord God, let us saturate ourselves before you. That the fire of the Holy Spirit comes down and manifests himself to us tonight. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of, she called about that, of the living God, fall afresh to me. Father, I thank you that you're molding me, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you're molding all of us, Jesus. I thank you that you're saturating us tonight, Lord God. I thank you that the fire of the Holy Spirit comes and it dwells in us and it cleans out everything that's not of you tonight. Spirit of the living God, fall fall on me. Let us go through the fire. Let us go through the fire now. Let us go through the fire. At the end of the fire, let us come out as fine gold. Push. See yourself now as a mom in the hospital room. If you're a dad, see yourself in there holding on to the hand of the wife who is pushing birth. The baby coming now out of the birth canal. Let us go now in the spirit and push. Push. Push out salvation. I have this little book that it says, Turning Point. Turning Point. I have it for years. I must have had it. And today, while I was in my study here and looking over some stuff, I pulled this out, and it's by David Jeremiah, and it's in regards to battle cry, because the father was talking to me about being dressed for battle. And how do you get dressed for battle? You get dressed for battle in Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. Hallelujah. When you look over this Ephesians 6, 10 to 20, let's look on our battle. Let's look at how we are dressed for battle. Let's look at how we are dressed for battle. This is dressing for battle, dressing for battle. We got the battle cry. We got the battle cry. It's the war cry. It's the war cry. We are in war. Finally, now that we are at the gate of war and we going in to engage the enemy. Finally, my brothers and sisters, finally, where are we going to get our strength? We are going to get our strength in the Lord. Finally, finally. Be strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. We cannot do this in our strength. Our strength is not going to do it. We have to have the armor of God, the might, the power of the Holy Ghost. Put on the old armor of God. What is the armor? The armor is going to be down at the bottom here. That why do you need the armor? That you may be able to stand against the wiles. That means the it and miss of the devil. They are wild. When something is coming in wild, you don't know what area is going to come. It may come straight. It may come left. It may come right. It may come on top of your head. It may come on your foot. You don't know. So you have to be vigilant and you have to be sober, because your adversary, the devil, going around and seek him in may devour. But if you resist him, he can't stay. He cannot stay if you resist him. He cannot stay. He cannot stay. He flees if you resist him. He does not like to hear the word of God. If you open up the word of God and you read it back to him, he will not stay, because the word of God makes him quench. The word of God make him sibilant. Like, you know, it's like a snail. Oh my God. When you put salt on the snail turned into water. It changed. It got weak and it is diminished. Same concept with the word of God. The Father God is meeting you at your needs. Then I have a book and it have different names of God. And I was looking it over. This doesn't even have nothing to do with my class that I was going to be studying. But the Spirit of God had me on a different path. We need Jehovah Elohim. And the Word of God said he is our eternal creator. He knows all things. Jehovah El Shaddai. He is the God Almighty. We need Jehovah El Shaddai. You need to get some of the different names of God and start calling upon these names. Jehovah, Jehovah, you are God Almighty. You owned me, God. And when I'm in distress, God, you now becomes my Adonai. You have to, I'm telling you, look, I know these things because I go out there and I get my books and I read my books and I get acquainted. And then I go to the Holy Spirit and I talk to the Holy Spirit. I'm no different from you. The Word of God tell you, study to show yourself approved. That's what a good workman does. That is why I'm telling you, I give you bits and pieces. And my God, I'm telling you, please, please, please take the bits and pieces and go do your own research. Because then and then only you're going to have the information that when somebody comes to you and start telling you something that does not make sense, because you've already studied and read, not even more, you know, like studied, but because you've already read it, you say, oh, doesn't make any sense to me. But if you don't know anything, and if you just take the Bible and put it down and don't look through it, what do you expect? What do you expect? Then you now become bird of a feather, flocking together. Just hook up with anybody. Oh, they say move here, you move. Jump here, you jump. Because you are double-minded. And when we are double-minded, we can't get nothing. So I have to repent every single day and ask God to forgive me. You got to go do the same thing. Do some research. Repent and ask God to help you. My shepherd, I shall not want. What do you want tonight? What do you want him to lead you to? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Go read over, I think it was in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Let me look at Psalm 23. Because Jehovah Roy, I mean Jehovah Roy. Psalms 23. Yes, Lord God, the Lord, he is your shepherd. So that's what you wanted me to do, Lord. You wanted me just to talk for like 20 minutes and then speak in tongues when I get ready. Okay, I'm just, all right, I see. Father God, you're just too much. Lord God, you're too bad. I can't deal with you, Jesus. You just have me in your way. And yes, Lord, I'm ready. I'm able. I'm willing. I'm willing to work with you for you to work with me and lead me and guide me. Psalms 23, the Lord's my shepherd. They go my Jehovah Rohi right there. R-O-H-I, the Lord's my shepherd. R, I'm going to put it right here in my Bible. R-O-H-I. You should get a Bible where you could mark up. Remember I talked to you about marking up your Bible? Don't get it. I have it on the closet, you know, and the mantle, because you don't want to mark up your Bible. Mark up your Bible. Mark it up. V-A-H-O-V. I didn't spell that right. Okay, V-A-H. Let's put it on. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. When we were younger, this is a scripture that we always read. Mama always let us read it. He lead us in the still waters. He restored my soul. Ooh, Lord God Almighty. He restored your soul. He making you to lie down in green pastures. We need green pastures tonight, Holy Spirit. Some people need money. They need finances. So you just got to wake it up for them, Lord. You just got to open up the doors. Some people just need your help. Some people need homes. You just have to help them, Lord. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This is your earth. This is your place. This is your place that you've put together. Yes, even though man might think they're in control, no, they are not. Because you gave us authority over all flesh. I read it today. I see it today. I am bold and I can talk about it. Yes, sir. You told me about it because I saw it. Yes, and I had it in my notes. Yes, you said Genesis 1:28. We were able, he says, we were not cursed. Okay, let me go up to the top. He said, because I was praying today about people's mind. I was praying today about 2 Corinthians 10:5. If that's for you, hold on to 2 Corinthians 10:5. 2 Corinthians 10, I was praying today about the mind. The mind. They say the mind is a terrible thing to waste, but I was going deeper in the spirit about the mind. Are you having mind problems? Here's our scripture for you. Here's the scripture for you. 2 Corinthians 5, 2 Corinthians 10, 5. Listen to this, 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 listen to this. 2 Corinthians 10, 5. It said, cast down, casting down, casting down, casting down imaginations and every high thing. Okay, so that means any imagination that comes in your way, cast it down. Any high thing that comes in your way, cast it down. So that means there are high things that are plaguing you. Cast it down. They are destructive. The mind will be messed up. Because if your heart is not listening to the word, your mind is out of whack. Your mind is out of whack. You need your mind to come back in the corrective mode. How are you going to get that? Let's read this. It says right here, verse 5. You got to cast it down. How are you going to cast down all those wicked thoughts that the enemy trying to bring to you? How are you going to bring it down? How are you going to cast it down? I urge you, Lord God Almighty, to spend some time with Jesus. Even when you're at your lowest point, go to him and say, Father, I don't know what to do. I can't take it no more. I know your word said this, but you have to speak to me. The devil is trying to tell me to go kill myself. Why would I want to do that when the word of God tell me in Genesis 1 that I am supposed to be in control of the earth? That simple means the Father has some better plans for me. Oh, yeah. If the enemy is coming in and telling you to go kill yourself, messing with your mind and messing with your consciousness and that you feel like you're nothing and you ain't nothing. Oh, my God. Something ain't right. God have a plan for your life and the enemy is trying to take you out. So you better know the enemy's plan. Are you listening? He's trying to exalt himself against the knowledge of God. Whoa. Wait a minute. Let's read this. Casting down imaginations and every eye things. Exalted itself against the knowledge of God. So the enemy knows something about you. And because you're not going into the word and you're not spending time with the Father, the enemy has some kind of knowledge about you. I'm not saying it, the word of God said it. Take this from here. Take it away from what I'm saying here. Listen to this. I have a little Bible that somebody gave to me when I'm turning it over. against the knowledge of God. The enemy is trying to exalt himself or itself or whoever self against the knowledge of God. Am I seeing this right? Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that means the enemy has some knowledge about you. Whoa. Hey, the enemy has some knowledge about you. So this is supposed to be prophetic deliverance. This got to make sense tonight. If you don't get anything else, get to understand this scripture. We are going to listen to this scripture tonight. The enemy knows something about you. Oh, the nose cracking it. The enemy knows something about you that you don't know. My God, the enemy has some knowledge. And because the enemy has some knowledge on you, he know that God has called you for greatness. Not for you to be powerless. It's for you to be great and have some power in this powerless thing, business that you're going through or talking about, want to go through. So that means a couple years ago when I was planning on killing myself, I didn't know anything about myself. The enemy knows I was going to be sitting up here today down here, Palm Coast, and talking to a group of people. I didn't know that. So because the enemy knows about me and I didn't know about myself, I now, Ruth Elizabeth, have to bring in captivity. Whoa. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, Father, you're trying to say the enemy knows about me. And in order for me to get to know about myself, I am going to have to go into your word and know about me. And then when the enemy comes in like a flood, the standard that you're raising up, Father, in me is that I bring into captivity all the stinking, dirty lies of the enemy and say, back off, devil. Back up and back off and get a flea. Get to stepping. Move over or you gonna get run over. Here goes the word. The word of God is life. It's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I'm going to take the word of God and I'm going to take you down. Not by might, not by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God Almighty. And the word of God is spirit. And it is life. He ain't go over Sunday. It is life. Joyce Myers always said, it is life in the world. And I'm like, wait, can she see that? And one day I found it. And then I see death and life is in the power of the tongue. So now I speak life in my situation. I am blessing the city. I am blessing the field. My mind is at ease. I don't have to worry about nothing. Oh, everything that the Father God created He said it was good. And out of that goodness, he said, I Ooh, glory to God in the highest. He said he gave me dominion over the earth. And then he blessed me and he blessed you. And he said, be fruitful. He ain't said for you to be cursed. Be fruitful in everything. No curse. That's a lie from the enemy. And multiply. Multiply. Not only fruitful, but it's supposed to be a multiplication of fruits. Multiplication of fruits. Why do we go around crying in mediocrity? Why are we bawling? Why? When we are supposed to have a multiplication of fruits. Multiplication in all things. Remember we said previously? It doesn't have to necessarily mean money. Whatever do you need? The word of God tell you in Matthew 16, verse 19. The kingdom of God, it talks about the kingdom when it comes. But it also said it suffered violence. But it also said the violent must take it by force. You got to study, people. I'm giving you nuggets. You got your iPhone. They cost $2,000 and $3,000. Go let them work for you. $1,000, $1,000. Why should I give you all the nuggets? You got to go do some research. What do you think I got to research to? I had to do some research. You are blessed in the cities in Deuteronomy. Go find it. I could tell you, but I ain't telling you. Go read Deuteronomy. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed going out. And you're blessed coming in. Your delightful basket should be embedded with every good thing that comes from him. Because he said it right here, everything in verse 31. It was very good. So if you go out and you eat something, how was the food? Very good. That tip of me, it exceeded good. You enjoy the food. It was very good. I mean, it was very delicious. It was tasty. Very, very, I mean, to me, it's a form of excellence. And then it said, how do you rate it? Oh, I'm going to give it, I may give it a 10, or if they said 100, you say 101. It was very good. The word of God tell you in verse 31, it was very good. So then he come to a conclusion and he went into his resting mode on the seventh day. He rest. Why are you not resting when Jesus came and he died on the cross for us? Why don't you read Colossians 2 and Colossians 1 and see where he said he make a show in verse 15 of them openly? Why don't you read that? You are blessed in the city. Why don't you read Romans 8? You are joined here with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You are a warrior. You are destined for war. You got to know where your battlefield lies and how are you going to fight and how you're going to dress for battle. You have to know. You got to know these things. Precious Holy Father. Precious Holy Father of the living God. In you we move and we have our being. No, there's no other God beside you. No other God. No other God beside you. What a mighty God we serve. We don't talk about kingdom reign, kingdom articulation, kingdom. When we talk about thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Go read it. Think about it. Ask him, where does this kingdom live? Where is it residing? I said live, but where? I said live, but where does it reside? When you talk about his kingdom, where do you find this kingdom? Where do you think his kingdom is right now? Ask yourself the question. Go and search for the nugget. I could give you a little piece. The kingdom resides in you, Heavenly Father, precious Holy Spirit. Minister to your children. They are your babies. They are joined here with your son. They are heirs to you, and we reign in the kingdom. Why not study the monarchy? Why not study, even though England right now is upside down and tore up and beat up? But they talk about the kingdom over there all the time. They're kings, but we serve the greatest king in all the earth. And we are ambassadors for him. And we represent him in the land. And we should be able to hear from him. We should know what the nine gifts of the spirits are. We should be able to know about 1 Corinthians 12 and read it and get another understanding of these scriptures. I think it's Isaiah 61. Let me see what Isaiah 6, just come up in my spirit. Hi. Oh, okay. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You can insert your name in there because He has anointed me to preach the gospel. Preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He sent me to proclaim liberty, just like you, to the captives. But how are we going to go out and proclaim liberty to the captive if we are broken? If we ourselves are broken vessels? So that simple means I got to go to him. I got to talk to him. I got to let him mend me. Because if I'm not mended and broken, how am I going to be able to be ministers to somebody else? I mean, yes, I may be able to minister, but I want to also be able to be effective in my life. So instead of keep going around the wilderness like the Israelites, when they were coming from Egypt and marching around with Moses, a couple of days journey. All these years, oh my God, I better go to God and I better ask the Holy Spirit to clean me up. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to clean you up. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to change you, that your family will see the change in you. People around you will see the change, that you'll give off an aroma. That when somebody see you, they want to know, what's, just like the smell, they want to know, what's so different about you? The smell of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, to your will. Yes, to your nature. Yes, to your prophetic calling. Yes, to your joy and your unspeakable glory. Send the water from on high right now, God. and quench all weary souls. Come into the homes right now, Lord, and set all captives free. Bind the spirit of nicotine right now. In that home, that person, that puffing cigarette, I break it and I bind it now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I come against every foul spirit of machine. Coming through the nostrils right now. Mama, I speak to that right now. I come against Alzheimer's in the mighty name of Jesus. Schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. They would call us the spirit of madness in Jamaica. That a person that's mad, I come against that right now. Any kind of disease, any kind of immune system disease, anytime, anything to deal with the muscles and the joints, standing in the gap for somebody tonight. Touch your body for that person tonight. Any kind of congenitive disease. If you're working in a facility, like in a nursing home where people need help, that you will go and that when you're ministering to them, that you'll just rub your hand and then you'll start seeing healing in their bodies. Come alive, Holy Ghost. Come alive, Holy Ghost. Come alive, Holy Ghost. Homes. Release homes tonight, Holy Spirit. Release homes tonight. Bring down the interest rate, Lord. Bring it down, Lord. Shika mama mama mama. Mama kutushukuta baba baba. Yes, Lord. Bring a crash down into the system and bring that mortgage rate down, Lord. Bring it down, Lord. Financial disaster and ruin, Lord God. Break up the foul ground of the enemy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty, 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 mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. You know, when I go into the heavens right now, I will go in differently than all of the nights. I will go into the heavens right now with my eyes open. Normally when I go in, I close my eyes. But right now I'm basically being transported into the heavens and my eyes are opening up and I'm seeing in the heavens right now. Oh my God, it looks like gold. Oh my God, it's so beautiful and it illuminates like the sun. And I see Jesus standing there and said, come on in. So now I'm going in. Yes, my eyes are open up and I'm seeing family members on their knees crying out to God. And I see them coming home. So press in. Yes, I see them call out their names. I see them. I see them. Your family members that you're praying for, call out their names and they're coming in. Write down this day. Write down this day. Write it down. People that drinks and smoke, I see them getting delivered just like that. Alcoholic demon, just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Oh my God, I open my eyes and I'm going into this room. Treasure chest in the room. Finances is in the room. You need money tonight? You need money? You need money? You need money? Put your hand out and receive it. You're in that room. We're going in there together. You need, oh, you got a lawsuit. Oh God, you got, oh God, you go in and you're going to be victorious right there, right there, right there. The enemy stopped in the track. I see, yeah, the judge is going to rule in your favor. Carabota, 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 Raimonda. Go in. Come on in with me. Come on in with me. Come on in with me. Marriages, come on in with me. I see marriages. People getting married. But you have to remember, I got to remind you, when you go to heaven, you want a husband and wife. The husband and wife business is here on the earth. You want a husband? Put your hand out and receive it. We going in. Babies, put your hand out and receive it. We're going in together. Like I said, my eyes are open. My eyes are not closed. We're going in. We're going in. New jobs, we're going in for those new jobs. Family blessings, we're going in for those things. Physical healing, we're going in for physical healing. Are you being distressed? We bind the spirit of depression. And I go in and I take it for my family. I take it for my family tonight. Come on in with me. My eyes are open and I'm seeing the glory of the Lord. The glow, and it's magnificent. It is the supernatural. I've been transported from location to location. People have, oh my God, people have family members in the West Indies that they're believing God for. I am right in their home. Different people for different location. I'm in Africa. I'm in China. India. If you have India, the Indian background in your background, I'm India with you. I bind every generational curse that cannot come into the where I'm going, and you won't be able to come in with me. So that means every single thing that needs to be diminished tonight has been diminished because we went in, and my eyes was open and was not closed. I see the fire of the Lord. I see the abundance of rain. And we receive that now. We go in and we take it back from the heavens. And we are bringing it now. But I'm stopped. Wait a minute. I'm stopped. Right here. There's war in the heavenlies. There's war in the heavenlies. So we're going to war right now. Before we stop in the heaven, we stop in the ear wave. We're right in the ear. And we war. So I war for you right now. Satan, in the name of Jesus. You're the God of the ear. And I drive you out of my way. And I command you to flee. Boom! There you go. Now I close my eyes. And I'm back on earth. Oh, crown of glory. Crown of peace. Crown of joy. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and give him praise. Lift your hand and give him worship. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, next week, Friday, Saturday. I will be ministering in New England. I'm on an assignment. If you are anywhere in the New England area, please, please come to that meeting. Tell every single person we have 100 seats. If it goes over 100, they can't come in. Tell every single person that you know, New York, New Haven, anywhere in the New England area, that they need a breakthrough. They need a breakthrough. They're not coming to see me because I can't see anybody. I will not be seeing anybody. They're coming to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit of the living God. Come and expecting from the Holy Ghost. It will be like no other meeting. The Spirit of God have me on notice. This meeting will never be like any other meeting. People come to Manchester, they go to Hartford, they East Hartford, West Hartford. This meeting is a total different kind of meeting. It's going to be saturated with the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to be healing, salvation, deliverance. This is no other meeting like this that I have ever participated in. The Holy Spirit is going to come in from day one, and he's going to charge the atmosphere. Get yourself there, because it's going to be a Holy Ghost takeover. You will never be the same again. I thank you for being on the call tonight. I love you. Pray for me. I am going to get in touch with Sophie because I really, really need you guys to pray. I'm looking. Let's see how many people are Holy Spirit. I'm looking for 10 people to pray. I am looking for 10 people. I have 8 names on here. And out of that 10 people, once I have 8, not 7, I need 3 more. If you feel like you want to be on that part to pray for the meeting, text me. Text me. I'm going to get in touch with 7 people. And I'm looking for 10. Need 3 more. So you text me. And my God, if you text me, you're a part, okay? But you're in. But I need someone to pray. I need the fire of the Holy Spirit to come down in that place. I need the joy of the Lord. I need the strength of the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. I love you guys. I love you. 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 I love you.